Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Small Talk, a show about small business for small business. Here's your host, Mark S. Lee.
Good morning and welcome to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Brought to you this week by Techstars Startup Week Detroit. Got to tell you, Doak, it feels good to be back into the studio, man.
Yeah, and the weather's, you brought the nice weather from Mackinac right back down here this week. Last 2 or 3 days have been great.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, as you all know, I was up in Mackinac last week as part of the Mackinac Policy Conference and had the opportunity of broadcasting and meeting some great people up there. Again, I want to thank WWJ News Radio 950 for allowing me to use a remote studio. And, Doak, I got to tell you, man, the weather was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah,
you know, I think we were all freaking out because we got the weather forecast the week before, and the thought was it might be raining and 50 degrees.
A normal Mackinac Policy Campus, yes.
But I've never seen everybody hanging out.
That's awesome.
Outside because the weather was spectacular.
Exactly. Great.
Who we got today?
Got the Twins. They're the big dogs.
We got them downtown?
Yep. We'll see what happens. Yeah, they come and go.
We're both just kind of like shaking our heads about it.
Exactly, yeah. Some nights they look great. Some nights like, oh, boy, I don't know. Pretty long year.
Yeah, what'd you think about Miggy hitting the Grand Slam recently?
That was nice. That was nice. But then when they gave one up three or four innings later to them, I was like, okay, hang on.
All right. As you say, I have to catch up with Doak. As you know, we always talk for the first couple of minutes. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, but he did a great job of still putting together the show last week for us. And it feels good to be back in the studio with him. So we want you all to sit back and relax and enjoy that nice hot cup of coffee. As I always like to say, you know, this is your source for entrepreneurship across the great city of Detroit, my hometown, the state of Michigan, as well as across the country, because this show does air nationally via radio.com. All right, sit back and enjoy the conversation. We have a very special lineup this morning. We're going to devote the entire show to Techstars Startup Week Detroit, which is a major event that's coming to the Motor City in about 2 weeks. Actually, I think the starting date is June 17th, and I have a couple of very special guests. I'm starting with Olivia Guterson, and Olivia is the program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and she's with Venture Catalyst, which is a 501c nonprofit that builds inclusive ecosystems to large-scale events such as Detroit Startup League. Olivia, good morning and thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. Glad to have you in the studio to talk about a major event that we're going to unpack briefly. But let me just start with a very basic question. You are with Venture Catalyst. Exactly what is Venture Catalyst?
Yeah, Venture Catalyst formed a little over a year ago, and it really came out of the fact that there's a lot of the same volunteers behind a lot of these strategic events supporting Detroit's entrepreneurs. And so we really wanted to work together to kind of really build structure to make sure that we can grow these events to really serve all the needs of Detroit's diverse entrepreneurs. So from Afrotech Detroit to Startup Week for the last 4 years to Startup Boost, it's been kind of the same core people. And we want to make sure that we're growing and sharing the knowledge and resources we have.
How long has it been around?
Venture Catalyst?
Yes.
As Venture Catalyst, it's been around a little bit over a year.
A year.
But everybody who's behind it, like Amanda Luan from Bamboo, mm-hmm. Kyle Bazzi, Monica Wee, and Kelly Lapeer, we've been all working together for the past 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah. And I know you and I were chatting over the phone recently, and you are also an entrepreneur as well. My understanding is you're an artist and a creative perspective. If you kind of give us your background, who are you?
Yeah, definitely. I showed up on the Detroit scene about 4 years ago. I was really interested in a lot of the tech growth as well as the creative community here. I started off at Duo Security. We went through rapid growth, and that was phenomenal. And through that job there, I got to do a lot of work with the Detroit ecosystem around diversity and inclusion and talent acquisition, and have been really focused on helping grow the diverse entrepreneurs here in Detroit. So I got connected with that group of people that I mentioned and worked with Detroit Startup Week the second year it existed as a volunteer. Last year I supported programs, and this year I'm leading the whole thing. So really just focusing on, you know, being in the community, being with the people, and sharing what we know. Mm-hmm. And then from the artist side, I've for me, I think the tech innovation and creative innovation are kind of one and the same. So I think I'm a rare hybrid in that way.
Are you from the Detroit area originally?
My family is originally from Detroit, but I'm not. I was born in New Mexico.
New Mexico, okay. And you made an interesting comment over the phone when you were chatting in preparation for this. You said you're pretty well known within the arts community. I mean, talk to us about that. And that wasn't a brag. You weren't bragging. You were just letting me know who you were. And so talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, I've had the honor of doing a couple murals. I have one in the Belt, Detroit, which is a pretty well-known art alley. And that one is called Ethereal Summer. It's a black and white mural. And then I have several others around the city as well. I really like focusing on creating place-based murals where I'll create a template and invite the community to come in and color those as well to really elevate, you know, identity.
So you see Doak over there. And you see me right here. Can you draw us? Can you do a mural of the two of us together?
I would be very abstract. I do a lot of work in black and white, but I mean, I can get that blue shirt popping, you know?
Yeah, there we go. I mean, we're abstract.
Yeah, well, I knew that going in.
All right, well, let's hone in. We keep saying this thing called Techstars Startup Week Detroit. We've referenced it several times. People say, okay, Bart, what is it? So Olivia, what is it?
Yeah, so Techstars has about 72 global startup weeks. Detroit is just one of those. But we're in our fourth year this year, and throughout these 4 years, we've really grown to be really, really well known as the largest startup week. Last year, we had 12,000 attendees, and also the most diverse. And that doesn't just mean people of color and women, but the true depth and width of what diversity is. So where people are at in their careers, their income, single parents, really, truly reflective of all of Detroit. It's kind of an event that everyone really looks forward to. There's people who have launched their businesses through this, people who have found co-founders or engineers. It's kind of your one-stop shop to get connected, find resources, turn your idea into reality, or really kind of break down a barrier for your business.
And so Venture Catalyst is certainly engaged. What is their role in all this?
Yeah, so Techstars works with local ecosystem developers, which are people who support the community, and Venture Catalyst is that. So we are a group of nonprofit, which is a group of volunteers that are really focused on supporting Detroit's growth. Yeah. So they partnered with us year over year to put this on. This year, we're fortunate to have Quicken Loans as the headlining sponsor, which has been phenomenal.
And we're going to have Quicken Loans on a little bit later in the show. And you made a comment. So this program is really put together by volunteers, all volunteers. Is that right?
It is volunteer-led, volunteer-run, true labor of love. I'd say it's everyone's full-time love and everyone's side hustle.
How many volunteers do you have typically?
The core team that's really putting it together structurally and helping with organization is about 20 people. But to support the week, it can swell up to around 300 to 400 people.
Mm-hmm. And you were doing some other things before you came up to Startup Week, essentially. So what drew you personally to Techstars Startup Week Detroit? What was it that just pulled you into the mix as well?
Yeah, I think it's such a really beautiful event, and I really wanted to bring a little bit more structure to it so that we can grow for impact and build for density, taking in a lot of the feedback that we've had year over year and how can we really innovate it to make it better and better. And so I wanted to focus all of my energy around organizing and community building to see if we can really make sure that we're meeting as many needs for all of Detroit's entrepreneurs. I think it's a really unique event and that it sounds really tech heavy with the name, but Detroit, the entrepreneurs in Detroit are more than just that. So really making sure that we are finding resources for those that have, you know, a brick and mortar or the creative entrepreneurs or the music entrepreneurs. So really my interest was helping kind of build a little bit more into the structure of it so that we can reach more of the community and make sure all their needs are met.
We are talking to Olivia Gooderson, and she is the program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and she's also involved with Venture Catalyst and certainly playing a role in Techstars Startup Week Detroit. By the way, what are the specific dates?
Yeah, Startup Week is going to be June 17th through the 21st. A majority of the programming will be at downtown around Capitol Park, and then we'll also be activating Durfee Innovation Society on the north end.
So that's next Monday. Yeah, today is, what's today? It is the 10th, I think, the 9th? Wow, the June 9th?
Yeah. June is just boosting.
That's right around the corner. You know, little brief history about Durfee Innovation Center. That's with my good friend Chris Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I grew up, way back in the day, right around the corner from Central High School. Ah. And my brother went to, I think he went to Durfee, the elementary school, when it was an elementary school. That was the elementary school I was supposed to go to. And then we eventually moved out to Northwest Detroit. So when I found out that Durfee was being repurposed as Durfee Innovation Center, that was just so cool as a native Detroiter to hear that legendary building is being recrafted and really playing a major role in Detroit's revitalization efforts when it comes to entrepreneurship.
It's really phenomenal. They have really done a beautiful job to preserve the building as well as bring in a lot of local entrepreneurs. There are a lot of businesses that are being built there, that are hosted there, housed there. And then from an event perspective, it's such a beautiful way to bring everyone together in a really beautiful campus and really mm-hmm. celebrate. You know, we're going to have music programming there. We're going to have food there. We'll have daycare. We'll have a lot of really incredible boot camp academy style learning sessions there as well.
In the past years, if I recall, Olivia, the program was across the entire city. So a few years ago, it was primarily in the downtown area, and then it spread throughout the city of Detroit. Yeah. It sounds like this year is going to be a little bit more condensed in terms of locations.
Yeah, last year we had over 250 programs in 42 locations, which was phenomenal. But it really spread the community out, and a lot of people really wanted to have, you know, collisions of collaboration and conversation. And so we're really building for density to bring the community together so people can really meet the people they're trying to meet, get the learning they're trying to learn, and get access. So really focusing on having a smaller footprint so we can really bring everyone together to learn together and grow.
So, you know, so throughout the week, kind of give us some highlights of what might be occurring. I know we have our friends from Quicken coming in shortly in the next segment, and the two of you will be together for the last 30 minutes. But what are some of the expectations of some of the programs that will be happening throughout the week?
Yeah. So each day is going to focus on several different learning tracks so people can really dig in and get a lot of information. So it'll really be nice for people to focus on, like, if I want to know everything about mobility in Detroit, Monday is the day that you want to show up. Each day we'll have a focus happy hour from about 4 to 6. So really, again, bringing the community together. There'll be a lot of incredible keynote sessions from mobility to marketing. Harlem Capital will be here. It's just going to be phenomenal. We're going to bring in local musicians to do the kickoff concert at Durfee Monday night. There's going to be a lot of free open office hours with Google, Small Business Association, legal office hours.
This continues to grow and expand, and so I hope, you know, I'm not being invited to sing as part of the open.
Oh, I don't know.
I hope not.
We really want people to leave happy.
Oh, wait
so.
A minute. I got don't go over here.
She's on my
side. I know, you know.
He was giving me the signs. I noticed.
We have a little over a minute together in this particular segment, and we are going to continue to unpack this throughout the morning. But you said it's going to be held starting Monday, June 17th. Mm-hmm. And how long is it going to run?
Each day is going to have programs from
June 17th.
June 17th to June 21st. Okay. So Monday through Friday.
And is it all 9 to 5 or kind of chunked out?
It's 9 to 9 actually.
Oh, 9
so
to 9.
Downtown
okay.
programming will be 9 to 4 p.m. and then there'll be a happy hour, and then evening programming will be 5 to about 9 p.m. as well.
So you personally, you got to be excited to see the growth of this.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I even get chills about it. It's so beautiful. It's something that you really have to be there to really fully experience. And it really is for everybody. I'd say the theme this year is really belonging. You know, this is One Detroit, and we have a place for everybody. And we really want to make sure that people are coming together and celebrating all of us.
And we got to have a One Detroit. I mean, this city is on the move, and we got to continue to get everyone's support as we continue to move forward. And clearly, you know, entrepreneurship is a major part of that. Can you hang around for the rest of the show with me?
I think so, as long as you don't sing.
Drop the mic.
I like her too,
but before we go to break, what is the website? We're going to continue to reemphasize and mention the website. What's the website?
Yeah, feel free to visit www.detroitstartupweek.com. You'll be able to sign up to register. Sign up and also volunteer if you're interested.
Outstanding. We're talking to Olivia Gooderson. We're going to continue the conversation with our friends from Quicken Loans, and they're a major sponsor at this commercial break. This segment, and in fact, today's show is being brought to you by TechStars Startup Week Detroit. And we are so glad they're joining us this week on Small Talk with Marcus Lee to talk about the upcoming Startup Week, which will be held beginning June 17th in a couple of weeks, actually next Monday through that Friday of that particular week. So hang tight. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Marcus Lee. Good morning and welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Esley. This week brought to you by Techstars Startup Week Detroit. And we are dedicating this week's show and next week's show with respect to this major event that's coming to the Motor City. That's right. You heard Olivia talk about in the first segment. She'll be joining us a little bit later again with our next guest, Jasmine, which I'll introduce in a second. And we're spending some time talking about this annual week-long event that is, in fact, powered by Quicken Loans. And speaking of Quicken Loans, I'm so pleased to welcome Ms. Jasmine DeForest. And she's the Director of Community Sponsorships for the Quicken Loans Community Fund, which is the nonprofit arm of Quicken Loans, the nation's largest mortgage lender. Jasmine, and good morning, and thank you very much for joining me. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure to have you. We are so pleased to welcome this partnership and this relationship because this is important to me. And as I referenced that, as many of you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And when I first started, honing in on entrepreneurship and small business development 10 years ago, I was probably one of the sole voices in Detroit to start to get the messaging out, one of the first people in the city. And I like to tell the story and engage Jasmine as part of the conversation because Olivia and I started to allude to in the first segment. You know, while Detroit has 62,000 businesses, there was not a platform for these businesses to share the story. When I first started Small Talk, we're celebrating 5 years now, but I started doing this years ago. Thank you. I used to have to call people to say, hey, would you want to come on? And now people are reaching out to us.
Good.
And we got a waiting list of people to come on Small
Talk.
Wow,
that's amazing.
So it just shows you Detroit's emergence and growth in this space. And Quicken Loans has played a major part of that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all of your contributions to the entrepreneur ecosystem.
Thank you. So let's talk about the Quicken Loans Community Fund. What exactly is the Community Fund? Then we'll kind of segue into the Startup Week. Exactly. What do you do?
Yeah. So the Quicken Loans Community Fund is the philanthropic arm of Quicken Loans and the family of companies. So the mothership is Quicken Loans, but we actually have over 100 companies under our family of companies umbrella. And so the Quicken Loans Community Fund is a philanthropic arm. So we basically manage our portfolio of all of the community investments, not only for Detroit, which is our flagship city, our home city, but for Cleveland, Charlotte, as well as Phoenix. So we have four key pillars around housing stability, of course, entrepreneurship. We have a team that's dedicated to developing public spaces, a team that's dedicated to team member engagement. Our team members at Quicken Loans, we have 17,000 team members based in Michigan, all of which gave over 155,000 volunteer hours to Detroit organizations last year. And we're on par to exceed that number this year. And then you have community sponsorships. And so my team manages our portfolio of Detroit based community sponsorships, primarily around art, culture, music, some creative career pathways, and then I work very closely with our entrepreneurship team. So,
is that James Chapman?
That's James. That's James Chapman, who is probably busy away with Demo Day coming up and so many other projects. But yep, it's James, Dion, and Lauren Bigelow. They're leading the charge for all of our entrepreneurial endeavors.
Are you from Detroit? I like to ask everybody, all my guests, are you from Detroit?
Of course.
Are you really?
Listen.
All right, you know what the next two questions are.
Listen, born and raised. I graduated from Mumford High School and Wayne State University. Detroit is the only city I know.
All right, dog. All right, come on, man. See, he's heard this stuff for 5 years now. So you know the two questions I always get asked. She already answered one of them. The one is like, what high school did you go to? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the second one is, what side of town are you from?
West Side.
All right, dog. West side
is the best side.
Okay. Yes, it is. I would agree 100%. West Side is the best side.
All right, to all my listeners from across the country, you got to understand the Detroit mindset. See, I lived in Chicago for 12 years, so I was born and raised in the city of Detroit. So we all know Chicago's north side, south side. I get all that stuff. But the Motor City, baby, hey, we always talk about what high school did you go to? This the east side and the west side,
yes,
right?
And respect to all of my east side.
Absolutely.
You know, my family, I have family on the east side, you know, so definitely much respect to the east side. But my love and my heart is on the west side. I just became a homeowner in Rosedale Park, which is west side. So I'm west side through and through, all over the west
Congratulations.
Side.
Congratulations. Right off of Southfield and Grand River.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Shout out to everyone who's involved in all the construction that's taking place on Grand River. and the Stockfield Freeway.
I know that. When you say shout out, how do you mean that shout? How are you shouting? What are you shouting?
You shouting at the construction workers?
I know. I'm like, thank you for your work. Yes. Every morning is a new route for me.
I know, that's right. But you know what that means? That's continued growth and investment.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Yeah. When you see Detroit, I'm from Detroit, we're getting bike lanes in the city, you know, that's growth.
So listening across the country, so this is a natural conversation that you have with Detroiters. When I lived in other cities across the country, I'm not going to kid you, as you all know, I lived in 7 or 8 different cities across the country, and I always would start out all my speeches and everything I would do is that they always said he's a Detroit native, and I guarantee you, I gave a speech to 3,000 people in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm. And I remember I was surrounded by people, and half of them were from Detroit.
Wow.
And they wanted to talk about the city.
Yeah.
And it just shows you the connection that we have.
Yeah.
And I want to bring this connection back to the Startup Week, because that's why we're here.
Yep.
Is first of all, I want to say, you mentioned Quicken Loans. I'm an adjunct professor at Eastern Michigan University.
Oh.
I have a lot of my students who are now working for Quicken for the summer. I have a lot of internships.
Yes.
A lot of my students are down there, so we applaud you for that. Thank you so much.
We have a robust internship program, so thank you.
And so my understanding is that Quicken Loans Community Fund is that you're the sponsor, the title sponsor?
Yeah, we are the title sponsor. We are the presenting sponsor of Startup Week. This is the first year of us being the presenting sponsor, but we have been involved in supporting Startup Week for the past three years or so, and we're definitely proud to be the presenting sponsor. As I think most people are well aware, our founder and chairman, Dan Gilbert, is an entrepreneur himself. That's how he started, with that hustle and that grit and that ambition to build Quicken Loans and the family of companies. And we just really appreciate entrepreneurs and understanding the impact that entrepreneurs and small businesses have on Detroit's economy.
And let me pause for a second. And on behalf of Small Talk with Marcus Lee and, of course, Doak Breen and everybody over here, all the people we have working on the show, we continue to keep Dan in our thoughts and prayers.
Appreciate that.
He was certainly up at Mackinac last week. He got a lot of acknowledgement, and people were certainly, you could feel his presence up at Mackinac. So we want to make sure that we give our proper shout out to Dan Gilbert, and because he's doing some great things in the city. But even beyond, from a business standpoint, Doak, as a person with a family, a person's health always comes first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of the love, the positive energy, and well wishes for him and his family. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Now, let's talk about the Quicken Loans, the family of companies. How long have you been involved in Startup Week? This is the fifth year of the event, fourth year.
I believe that we've been involved for at least 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But this is the first year that we're the presenting sponsor. So we've been involved for quite some time, whether if that is through sponsorship or lending our thought leaders. We have, again, so many amazing team members throughout the FLC that are entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, startup founders, et cetera, even under our family of company umbrellas. So we've always kind of participated with having speakers, panelists, et cetera. And then over the years, we've really like beefed up our support financially to help Startup Week grow and make the impact that it wants to have on the local entrepreneur and startup ecosystem.
And understanding, excuse me, that Dan certainly started a business, an entrepreneur. And this city is full of entrepreneurs. So why is Techstars Startup Week Detroit so important to Quicken Loans?
I think it's important because, you know, you have a lot of incubators, a lot of accelerators, most of whom Quicken Loans and the community fund supports, like Build, Lifeline, Business Consulting, Prosperous, et cetera. These are all great organizations that we support. But Detroit Startup Week offers a unique opportunity because it allows entrepreneurs, startup founders, and just people who might be interested in entrepreneurship, they might not even have a company yet, to be able to have a resource and a platform to hear a variety of topics, to learn more about entrepreneurship, and to also network. So the folks at Startup Week, Venture Catalyst, and Techstars, do a great job with creating a lineup of activities and programming that really targets a wide audience, which is really important to us, and giving folks, particularly Detroiters, the opportunity to learn more about entrepreneurship.
And many times as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to feel like you're on an island. You're out there by yourself.
Yep.
You know, and so I like to tell this story. I've told this story 1,000 times. I've written about it in Cranes as well. But the city of Detroit, I'm going to repeat these stats because it's worth repeating because we need to understand this, particularly those of you across the country. You know, Detroit is a city of innovators. We gave you Motown. We gave you the car. We gave you the traffic
yes.
light. We gave you the first expressway with the Davidson Freeway. We gave you the first mall with Northland. I can go on and on and
yes.
on, right? So this city is a city of innovators. But now we're coming, you know, certainly continue to emerge as an entrepreneur. And all those innovators were entrepreneurs. So in the city of Detroit, we have over 62,000 small businesses. Let me rephrase that number. 62,000 small businesses. We're the fourth largest city in the country from downtown to Avon. I'm not talking about the suburban area. That's just the city. And that's according to the U.S., the 2012 U.S. Census data. Let me further unpack that for you. Wayne County is the second largest county in the country when it comes to women business owners. And the state of Michigan is the ninth largest in the country when it comes to women business owners. So why do I point that out? Because it shows you the importance of entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And it shows you the importance of economic generators in our country, in our city, and in our state. And the reason I believe that this program is important, that many entrepreneurs are on an island,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
this provides them the opportunity to come together
yes.
with other like-minded people
yes.
to get the level of support. Yes, I'm starting to preach now.
I know. I was over here snapping my fingers Whoa. Under the table. I didn't want to make too many noises.
You can make noises.
But
my point is, people are on an island.
Yep.
And this gives them a chance to have that level of support, in our closing couple of minutes, that level of support that they need.
Agreed, 100%. And Detroit.
Take over.
Yeah, you know, Detroit is the city that hustles. And, you know, we have, you know, the Detroit Hustles Harder brand. And that is such a true statement and a testimony to Detroiters. I think all Detroiters are ambitious and hustlers for the most part. And even when you think about that 62,000 number, even when you think about, you know, when I grew up, there was the candy lady and there are beauty salons and, you know, shops where women are getting mm-hmm. their hair braided. And there are people going into those salons selling dinners and desserts and all those sorts of things. And so projects and programs like Detroit Startup Week offer the opportunity for these people that may not even consider themselves as entrepreneurs to access resources, knowledge, and information to actually formalize their business into something that could be one of that 62,000 or the 62,001 business, et cetera. And so, you know, growing up in Detroit, seeing that hustle, seeing that ambition of, you know, the woman and the women and the men who are coming in and selling salads and socks and t-shirts and all sorts of things, you know, we are an entrepreneurial-minded city, and Detroit Startup Week is a gathering of all of those minds from Detroit and the Detroit area.
Can you hang around? We're going to continue conversation with the other break. Can you hang around with me for the rest of the show?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. I'm here.
You here? Because you're West Side City.
West Side. What up, though, Detroit? I'm here. I'll stay as long as you need me to.
Well, what we're going to do is today's show is dedicated to the Techstars Startup Week Detroit, which is starting next Monday, not this Monday, June 17th. We'll be running for the entire week through June 21st in the locations throughout the city of Detroit. And what we're going to do is to unpack the conversation with Olivia and also Jasmine as we come back from this commercial break. Today's show is in fact brought to you by Techstars Startup Week Detroit, and we'll be right back on Small Talk with Marcus Lee.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Marcus Lee. This week brought to you by Techstars Startup Week Detroit. Yes, we are dedicating the entire show this week and next week to a major event that's coming to the city of Detroit next Monday, June 17th. And it's going to be running to Friday, June 21st. And it's a major program focused on entrepreneurship. But before we continue the conversation with Olivia and Jasmine, and what I'm going to do is to make sure I give my shout out. So as you know, I have to give my shout out to AM 1270 for giving me this forum each and every single week to have a conversation with you. You might be sitting at home on this beautiful weekend morning in the Motor City, you know, reading your mobile technology or your free press, or having that nice hot cup of coffee and listening to us. We appreciate you each and every single week. Or you might be listening across the country with our many .coms. We have WWJNewsRadio.com, SoundCloud.com, EliteGroupInnovation.com, Radio.com, and TheHubDetroit.com. Yes, we continue to grow, and you know, people ask me all the time. We do get people listening from across the country, and you might be listening in your local city across this great country of ours and reading your mobile technology or your local newspaper. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation with our current guest and our next guest, because they decided to hang around, Ms. Olivia Gooderson, and she's a program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and also Ms. Jasmine DeForest, and she's with Quicken Loans, the community fund, and we're going to continue. So Jasmine and Olivia, thank you for hanging around.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Good. This is a very important conversation. So, Jasmine, before we went to the break, we were just talking about the relationship that Quicken Loans has with Techstars Startup Week. But I want to hone in a little bit with you and talk about, as a, you know, you're a funder, from your experience as a funder in a startup ecosystem here in Detroit, what lessons can these entrepreneurs learn from Startup Week that's upcoming?
I think that there are so many lessons that they can learn based on really the fact that the Detroit Startup Week team has done a great job with having a theme every single day. So there's something different every day that's kind of leading what's being talked about, what's being presented, whether if it's you want to learn about social media, if you want to learn about how to build your brand and how to market your product or how to market your business. And also, too, you mentioned the unifying aspect of Startup Week and being in a space with like-minded individuals. Even if you have different business ideas, even if you have different business goals, I think being in that entrepreneurial state of mind and around people who are ambitious and focused on making their dreams come true as far as being entrepreneurs and small business owners and tech startup founders, et cetera, it's a great opportunity to network. I also have to give a shout out before we move on to Detroit Demo Day, which is also presented by Quicken Loans. You mentioned James Chapman and entrepreneurship team earlier. Detroit Demo Day kicks off on June 14th, and it's a wonderful opportunity for entrepreneurs or people who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs to hear pitch competitions, to hear pitches, to learn more about just the pitching process and the marketing process, and to learn more about the various businesses. And so we have 15 finalists who will be presenting on June 14th at the Fillmore. It's totally free to attend. All you have to do is just go to Detroit Demo Day.com and register. And it's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs to learn about the ins and out of being an entrepreneur, pitching, and all those sorts of things.
That's this upcoming Friday.
Yep.
This upcoming Friday. So that's an all-day event?
I think it starts at either 5 or 6 o'clock. And it's such an exciting evening. There's going to be live entertainment and food and all sorts of things. And the pitch competitions, all of the entrepreneurs are so dynamic. Mm-hmm. It's great to see people going on stage. And also, it's nerve-wracking a little bit to see them going on stage and presenting their ideas, which aren't just their ideas, but it's their dreams and their passion. And so you have on the following Monday, Startup Week on the 17th kicking off, that entrepreneurial spirit continues. And it's just a great opportunity for people to learn and come together.
So actually beginning this Friday, this Friday the 14th through the 21st, you have 7 days, yep, essentially of entrepreneurial support. Now, let me just emphasize the word free here. You know, a lot of times we're always like, hey, how much is it going to cost? Is it going to cost X, Y, Z? This is an event that is free and certainly made possible by major sponsors such as Quicken Loans. So here's an opportunity for you to go out, meet people, learn from other people, and have a good time in the process, yep, as well. You know, Olivia, I want to come back over to you. We talked earlier briefly about the program, and you're the program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and we heard Jasmine talk about some of the events that will be taking place. So I'm assuming from your standpoint, how did you identify the topics? So I'm sure that you probably engaged various business partners in the community across the city. How did you guys identify those topics for those listening today?
Yeah, there's two things. One is we open up submissions for the community to submit programs. So really seeing what kind of the themes that they cluster around. As well as a team, we did a lot of research on the top 5 to 10 conferences that speak to startups, entrepreneurship, and ecosystem development to see what are national and international trends. So we can really make sure that there is a lot of programs that people need in the community and also ones that we can innovate for as well. So really they kind of just clustered around different things. So there's a lot of conversation around mobility and marketing, retail, place-space, entrepreneurship, and technology.
Is there going to be a topic focused on financing as well?
There is a finance track and a fintech track. I believe that those are on Wednesday. Digging into really how to, you know, even from crowdsourcing with your friends to something like Demo Day and how to make sure that that's successful. And so really the full gamut of things.
Yeah, and the reason I point that out, that's important to you listening. A lot of the times people will ask me, and I guess I've talked about it on television as well, statistically, that is the one issue that continues to rise to the top, according to various small business surveys. I was just interviewed in Lansing as well. I've done so many interviews myself. I was interviewed at the Mackinac Policy Conference for a statewide program up there. And they asked me the question, what is the number one challenge typically with those in business or mm-hmm. those considering starting a business? And based on surveys, is always access to capital,
yes,
or financing. Mm-hmm. You want to take it over? Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Olivia, I want to just highlight one of the things that she said, which I think is great about Startup Week, is that it really is community driven. You know, Olivia is an expert in developing programming around events like this, but Startup Week is really community driven. So it is the community that's essentially building the schedule and the program for Startup Week. And as far as access to capital, that is such a huge hurdle. I know one of my favorite people is Nicole Farmer, and she's doing a session on that exactly. And she leads the team over at Lifeline Business mm-hmm. Consulting.
I know Nicole
and,
well.
Yeah, inside of the Durfee Innovation Center. Mm-hmm. And so one of the sessions during Startup Week is led by her, and it is about accessing capital and finding creative ways to find capital. And so it's there's so many opportunities. There's Startup Week. There's, you know, Demo Day, where we're investing over $1 million into Detroit area businesses. There's so many accelerators. There's Prosperous. There's all of these accelerators and incubators around the city of Detroit that are doing such a great job and even a better job with providing entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs ways and pathways to find funding.
You know, and Olivia, back over to you. I know you and I chatted, this past week over the phone, and I made the question. I asked the question. I said, "Well, last year you had a keynote speaker. I can't remember the guy's name. Marcus
Lemonis.
Thank you." Mm-hmm. And then I asked you, "What are the plans for this year? Are you having a keynote speaker? Or are you having a series of speakers? Talk to us about that from a programming standpoint."
Yeah, several things. I know you asked Jasmine earlier. You know, like, what does it mean to be a funder? But they are truly a partner in this. So they have brought several of their companies to be able to be keynote speakers. Mm-hmm. So Rocket Fiber will be leading a keynote speaker on 5G and what that innovation is going to bring to the city. And we've also partnered and collaborated with Quicken Loans to bring Harlem Capital to do a keynote conversation on Monday as well. But really throughout the week, there's going to be several keynote conversations that are really identifying and highlighting the entrepreneurs here in Detroit that are really innovating for that next level. And we really want to make sure that they're getting the stage and telling their journey and also making the pathway for other people that are following behind them. So it's really going to be phenomenal for us to see people that we've been, you know, grinding and hustling with take the stage and share their learnings in a really prominent way.
You know, and I love the fact, Jasmine and Olivia, and we're talking to Olivia Gooderson. She's a program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and also Jasmine DeForest, and she's Director of Community Sponsorships for the Quicken Loans Community Fund. I love what you just said. You're going to give Detroiters an opportunity to highlight You know, we're a great city. We're a big city. A lot of times, you know, it always amazes me. It's cool that people want to come here and speak in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I put on events here in Detroit as well, but I try to highlight Detroiters because mm-hmm. I think we have so much talent here. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity, what you just said, that Detroiters will have the opportunity to just get up on that stage, you know, and just share their passion and share mm-hmm. their advice and share their counsel in terms of what they're doing. And I think that was probably a conscious decision to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like I said, there's over 72 startup weeks globally, and really Detroit is kind of an outlier in the sense that it has grown so rapidly. It is the most diverse. And so we really are getting a lot of eyes on us to see what we're doing here. And mm-hmm. the only thing that we're doing is making sure that we are working together and creating opportunities for us to learn together, share together, build together, and also amplify that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we talk about learning together and growing together, Jasmine, I'll come back over to you. Everybody talks about Detroit's ecosystem. It continues to emerge. It continues to grow. So why is this program, we're talking specifically about Techstars Startup Week Detroit, which starts next week, why is it so valuable to so many people in Metro Detroit? So not just the city, but across the metropolitan area of 5 million people.
I think, one, that it is free. I can't say that enough, that it's free for people to attend, and that it's community driven. So this is, the programming is suited based on the needs and the interests of the community. So it's not like Olivia and team are just saying, here's what we think you need to learn, right? Which I think happens a lot of times where you have organizations, whether if it's corporate entities or nonprofit entities, that will go into a community and it's like, here's what we think you need. But in the case of Startup Week, this is truly a community-driven, it's community-minded, and there are all sorts of people who are presenting. This is not one where people should feel nervous or intimidated. It is your entrepreneur, your startup founder who might have just been in business for 6 months or a year. They're leading a course or they're leading a session. It is people from all various backgrounds. And so that is one of the things that are multiple reasons why I think that this is just such a great event. And it's free. It's a free opportunity to learn. It's free. I can't say that enough. I think people need to, it's free and it's community driven. It's community minded. And it's for the people. It's for the people of Detroit. It's for entrepreneurs. And it's for anyone that, you know, has a business idea and they might not know how to kick it off. They might not know how to start it. They might not know how to market it. They might not know how to find funding. You know, there's something for everyone within Detroit Startup Week presented by Quicken Loans.
Well, absolutely. Before we go to, I can tell you, you can say whatever you want to say.
Thank you.
Before we go to break, give us the particulars, the date and the website. We're going to come back after the break and continue the conversation. Give us the details one more time.
Yeah, Detroit Startup Week is going to be June 17th through June 21st. And you want to go to DetroitStartupWeek.com to register, to build your schedule, as well as to volunteer if you're interested.
Okay. We're going to continue the conversation with Olivia Gooderson, a program lead at Detroit Startup Week, and also Ms. Jasmine DeForest, with the Director of Community Sponsorships for the Quicken Loans Community Fund. Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Marcus Lee. This week brought to you by Techstars Startup Week Detroit. Yes, we're dedicating this week and next week's show to this major event that's upcoming beginning next Monday. We have two very special guests, Ms. Jasmine DeForest. She's the Director of Community Sponsorships for the Quicken Loans Community Fund, and also Olivia Gooderson. And Olivia is the program lead at Detroit Startup Week. So we're just having a great conversation, preparing you for what's going to be happening in beginning next Monday. So, Jasmine, I know that you have a very special guest, and you also want to acknowledge your team, I believe.
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to Austin, my intern. He's a week in, and so it's been a fast road for him with getting acclimated to our system. And also, too, want to give a shout-out to the Quicken Loans Community Fund team members. They are all working so hard on so many community projects, neighbor to neighbor, and so many volunteer projects right now, as well as the entrepreneurship team working on Demo Day. So I want to give a shout out to the entire Quicken Loans Community Fund. We are all riders for Detroit. We are all passionate about Detroit and making a positive impact. So
you from Mumford, so you went to the same school as Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
Eddie
Cop.
Murphy went to the same school as you.
I know. I need to get that varsity jacket.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I want to get that varsity jacket, the Lions varsity jacket, vintage.
Doug, have you seen Beverly Hills Cop? I know you have, Abby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
I was
yeah.
A
So it's such a great movie.
Oh, man. And my understanding is that, Austin, welcome. You're at Central Michigan University, and you're going to be graduating in December. Congratulations. That's outstanding.
Fire up chips.
Absolutely. Well, fire up chips. That's right. I mean, absolutely. And as we talk to our good friend Olivia, this could not be made without additional sponsors. Yes, we have Quicken Loans as the title and presenting sponsor. Who do you want to acknowledge?
Thanks, Mark. I definitely want to make sure that we shout out Quicken Loans for being the headlining sponsor this year. And I also want to thank you, NEI, Accenture, Integral, Marketing Supply Co., Siren PR, Bamboo, Adaya, and Plainsight, and Solidia.
Outstanding. So without these other sponsors, yes, we know that Quicken is the primary title, but this is truly a community effort. And without these other sponsors, this program certainly would not get the magnitude, the exposure, the breadth of people, the number of people that you're expecting next
week. Yeah. I think there's also a lot of unsung heroes, too. All the speakers are also volunteering their time and expertise, as well as the volunteers who are helping make sure that the week runs smoothly. So this is truly a thank you for everybody part of it. Thank you for the attendees for supporting the speakers. Thank you for the speakers for sharing their knowledge. And again, thank you for all of our sponsors for making it possible.
Absolutely. And so either one can answer this question. What is the impact that you believe that this event in the city of Detroit will have? So in other words, a Techstars Startup Week, what type of impact do you see across the city and specifically within the entrepreneurial system?
Yeah. We've seen so much impact. Every year, there's so many stories that come out of it, whether people have launched their business or found a co-founder or decided that their idea was something that they could actually take off the ground. So really instilling the passion that, you know, we can make our dreams become reality. Also, that people are able to break down barriers and build their businesses to be successful and sustainable. So from a structural standpoint, I see this really being an event that really brings the community together and grows Detroit forward in a lot of different ways. I see more job opportunities coming out of it. I see us really collaborating over some of the pain points in the ecosystem, whether it's access to funding or, you know, how to better market your business. I see us really tackling those things and really innovating for a future that is more inclusive and diverse.
And let me talk about the job creation for a second. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about 62,000 businesses in the city of Detroit. So let's just play with the numbers. If each one employs 1 to 3 people, you're talking about an incremental 62 mm-hmm. to 180,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. And nationally, the entrepreneurial community over a 10-year period, I think going back to 2005 to about 2015, get this will blow you away, created 60 to 70% of the net new jobs in the country. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we think of, you know, and we love the big companies. We love our big three. Mm-hmm. We love all the mega companies. But also, my son works for a major technology company in San Francisco. But I will tell you that the economic generation, job creators, are coming from the entrepreneurial community. And so this is another avenue, another tool to get those resources in case you're thinking about growing. Eventually, if you grow, you might want to think about hiring additional people. And those jobs will stay in the community, don't they?
Definitely. We were just talking about that offline, you know, with me, you know, living in Rosedale Park and just really making sure I become, through my work even at Quicken Loans, I've always been entrepreneurial minded, but really making sure that I am doing business in my community and in the Rosedale, Grandma area, and even as it extends into the old Retford and Brightmoor district. And so it is important because these are all, there are so many people who are entrepreneurs who don't believe or know that they're entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. right? They don't necessarily have that title. They're just like, hey, we're selling dinners. You know, we're selling dinners on Fridays. We're doing a fish fry and we're selling plates for $10. But they're entrepreneurs. So if you have the opportunity to attend events like Detroit Startup Week that are free and don't cost you anything but your time to learn how you can grow your business and how maybe you can grow that fish fry business where you're selling plates into an actual restaurant or a catering business, you know, it's worth the time and it's worth taking advantage of that opportunity.
You know who's another very famous entrepreneur out of Detroit? A guy named Henry Ford.
Yes.
Henry Ford started as an entrepreneur. Think about that. He was a small business owner. And back in, I think it was like early 1900s, approximately. In fact, there's a marker in downtown Detroit, not too far from the casino. I want to give free advertising, but right across the way from there, there's a plaque, mm-hmm. and the plaque is where the first Model T came off in downtown Detroit, mm-hmm. a historical city, and it's right off of Michigan Avenue. Every time I go there, I just stop and stare at it, and I try to visualize back in the day all these little Model Ts.
So what's it is now.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Yeah. So another example of an entrepreneur. That's what we're focusing on today's show on. Olivia, let me come back over to you, and we talk about the sessions that are being offered throughout the week. But what else is available to those attendees? So you have all these different sessions, and we heard Jasmine talk about some networking opportunities. Anything else that you want to expound on?
Yeah, we are partnering with a lot of different businesses to be able to provide free headshots, some LinkedIn advice on how to make sure your profile is getting more visibility. We'll have Google is going to do some Google for Startups and as well as some free resource hours. We'll have legal clinics where if you have questions about a contract or things like that, you can come get those looked over. There'll be people to help you update your website. Just a whole slew of a lot of free resources and opportunities. There's a couple businesses that are going to announce that they're launching, which is really, really exciting, as well as, you know, really focused happy hours each day to really celebrate the entrepreneurs. On Wednesday, we have one with Solidia Capital, and that's really bringing a bunch of investors together. Hmm. And again, it's free and open to the public. So if you have an idea, you definitely want to come. On Tuesday, there's going to be a happy hour with Planet M. And again, that's around mobility. So if you are in the mobility space or you want to be in the mobility space or you want to support, you know, mobility innovation, like that's a really good time to come together and meet people. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress enough the fact that, you know, having the Quicken Loans base camp is going to be the real main hub of where people are going to register, check in, get access to all those resources, as well as make sure that they're building the best schedule to get the most out of this week.
So the base camp, is that a physical location or is that online? Exactly what's the base camp?
That is going to be on the first floor of Lear Innovation Center, which is right adjacent to Capital Park downtown.
Okay.
So that is our main hub of everything. That's where all our keynotes will be as well.
We're talking to, as my eye, with the allergies are kind of, you guys can't see me, but I'm kind of like wiping away a tear.
I thought you were moved by how much we're doing.
Like, wow.
This is
really
moving me so much.
He's really passionate about entrepreneurship.
We're talking to Olivia Gooderson and also Ms. Jasmine DeForest, and we're just unpacking the Techstars Startup Week Detroit this week, as well as next week with some additional guests, which will be taking place beginning next Monday. We'll get the details a little bit later. It's the website as well. Anything else that's going to be new that people should be aware of that maybe they haven't experienced in past years? Anything else that you want to share?
Yeah, we're going to partner with a lot of local musicians to be able to do some evening concerts at Durfee. So that's definitely something new. The Detroit entrepreneurs run the whole gamut, like I said earlier, from people, you know, devoted to tech as well as those have brick and mortars. But there's also a huge community of creative entrepreneurs. So beyond just making sure there's an opportunity for them to take the stage, we are going to focus on, you know, having legal counsel as well around IP and things like that to really own your craft. So that's a new thing that we're adding, as well as, you know, having dinner at Durfee. And really just bringing the community together. I do hope that when people attend this event that they build the best schedule, they meet people, they meet new people, and they also spend money in the city. You know, it's really important that we support a lot of local entrepreneurs. And just because someone has a business doesn't mean that they don't need support. And it looks like a lot of different things. So whether it's, you know, taking a picture and tagging it or posting it or, you know, getting to know what, you know, what their service is, like we all need to be advocates for each other, and that's how this ecosystem thrives.
Yeah, so. And I guess, Jasmine, back over to you. Are these the types of programs, I know you mentioned you have other cities, you have Phoenix, and I think you have Cleveland and other places, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have similar types of programs across the country to this magnitude? Or?
We don't have similar, I'm not sure, there's startup weeks everywhere, but we have not funded a startup week in any of our other markets, at least not as of today at
that's
2 o'clock-ish.
And how many people are you expecting to attend? I mean, is it a couple hundred, a couple thousand? Give us a ballpark number.
So we're expecting around 9,000 attendees.
9,000?
Over through the course of a week. That's
awesome.
A lot of people.
Yeah. That is. That's
last year we had 12,000 attendees. That extra number afforded for another partnership that we had with Quicken Loans where we did Code Detroit, where we exposed 4,000 high schoolers to coding. And if they were interested, you know, even more boot camps throughout the summer. So really that became such a beautiful, huge event that was birthed in Detroit Startup Week that has become its own event that we'll have later in the year.
9,000 people.
9,000 people.
So basically Little Caesars Arena will be half full. I mean, it's about 20,000 people. Yeah. And that's amazing.
That's nice.
So how have you been able to like just reach all these people? I mean, it's just primarily through social media or obviously you have the Small Talk program here, but how have you been able to engage the community like that? That's just incredible to have that number of people for 1 week.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways. We hold community info sessions. We make sure that we're all accessible, that people have our emails and can reach out to us. We go to different neighborhoods and communities and organizations to hold info sessions to get them involved. And then again, you know, Detroit is really big on relationships and networking. So, you know, if Jasmine's going to host a session, she'll let all of her friends know. And so really, it's really organic in a lot of different ways.
Oh, wow. So, unfortunately, I got to wrap up shortly. I could go on. I guess I will be going on next week.
Yeah.
According to Little Birdie, I don't know how true this is. I might even be engaged, I guess. I don't mean engaged. I ain't getting married.
No. That would be a first.
I know, right? Is that free still? Is that why you were crying earlier? You were so excited about this engagement.
I don't know. I don't know if that counts as a keynote conversation.
No, but I understand that there's a little birdie that says that Mark Esley might somehow be down there. We'll see. We'll find out. Anything very quickly from your standpoint, Olivia, I want to give it very quickly. Give us the particulars one more time, and then Jasmine, I'm going to give you the final word before we close out.
Yeah, please join us for Detroit Startup Week. It's going to be June 17th through June 21st. And we do have the kickoff of Detroit Demo Day, which is going to be Friday, June 14th at the Fillmore. You do need to go online at DetroitDemoDay.com to register for that. And then to register to attend and or volunteer, you want to go to DetroitStartupWeek.com.
Okay.
And I just want to second what Olivia just said and also just mention again that both of those programs are free. So it is free to attend Detroit Startup Week, and it is also free to attend Detroit Demo Day. You just have to register online. And thank you to the Techstars and Venture Catalyst team, as well as all of the other Detroit Startup Week sponsors and supporters, and just make sure that everyone, you know, if you're interested in entrepreneurship, if you're an entrepreneur, attend it. Go out. Go to both events. Learn as much as you can and connect with as many people as you can.
All right, Olivia Gooderson, I want to thank you very much. Jasmine DeForest, thank you both for hanging out with me all day today. I appreciate it. We wish you much continued success.
Thank you.
And we want to thank Techstars Startup Week Detroit for being this week's title sponsor for the show. Doug, outstanding show.
It was. It was great. Good. A lot of good information.
Good information.
And I think it's free. So
I think it's free. And speaking it's of free, man, I want free. You to go out and make it a great day, make it a great week, man.
You do the same. You do
all
the same.
All right, all right. All of you, go out and make it a great day, make it a great week. And always in closing, although we're young and we're still struggling,
Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.